Welcome to Mind Body Paws with Charlie Kale. Holistic living for you and your animals. You found your happy place to nurture your connection to animals with enlightening information from the innovators who make their world a better place. This is Mind Body Paws on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, fellow animal lover, Charlie Kale.
Welcome to Mind Body Paws, holistic living for you and your animals. Thank you so much for being here. This is show number 15, How Animals Teach Us the Breathing Shift with Alicia Evans. I'm Charlie Kale, mom to two dogs and three cats, broadcaster and Reiki practitioner in San Francisco at Energy Healing for People in Paws. I do distant healings as well as in-person appointments because energy transcends space and time. And there's more of all of that at charliekale.com, charliekale.com. This is your safe place to honor animals, where we'll nurture our connection to them mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and metaphysically. Now, my favorite thing is to combine all of those, and we're going to do that by getting back to basics and talk about breathing. Breathing is power. Breathing is connection and communication with all life. My guest is my first repeat attender. I just had her on the show 5 episodes ago, but we got into such an important conversation over the phone yesterday that I scrapped the show I was writing for today, and I asked her to be on instead. And she graciously scrapped the time she had set aside to work on her own important projects and agreed to come on the show and repeat what she was saying to me. And back at the studio, my producer, Remy Smith, when I was telling him that whole little story, he was extremely excited because he enjoyed listening to Alicia the first time. Alicia Evans is a highly sought after energy medicine practitioner, medical intuitive, animal communicator, holistic dog trainer, Qigong practitioner, and soul relationship expert with over 24 years of professional experience transforming animal behavior and health issues naturally. She's an award-winning TV and radio host, author, columnist, and is featured in the new book, Soul Dog, A Journey into the Spiritual Lives of Animals by Ellen Amanis, who I interviewed back in show number 11. And Alicia created and invented the Walk in Sync dog walking system, a humane harness that keeps your dog's body and neck in alignment. Alicia's passion is helping animals heal themselves and their humans while spreading the universal message of respect and reverence for all life. And if I could shrink her and keep her in my pocket to help me get through my daily life, I would, but I don't have people shrinking power. So you're safe, Alicia.
Well, okay, that's good news.
Thank you so much for being back on here, Alicia Evans.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me, Charlie. I have goosebumps on top of my goosebumps because I think that we hit on, you know, there's so many different aspects of things that we can do to keep our animals healthy. But the one that is seriously so basic and for free, right, it's our breath. I mean, to me, the breath is literally the great unifier. We can use our breathing to balance our health in minutes. I mean, I've had, before I was working with animals, I was working with humans and literally had a client of mine I went to see one day and I looked at him and I went, this guy's going to have a heart attack. And we just sat down and breathed for a couple minutes and I was like, now he's not going to have a heart attack. Like, that's how amazing breath can be.
It's so hard to remember. Breathing properly is the foundation of everything, and animals try to get that through to us.
Yes, and especially too, like when we're dealing with, I mean, it could be anything. It could be anything from, you know, I've gone and work with aggressive dogs that aren't really aggressive, but nobody else has been able to change their behaviors because the dogs are in a misalignment, like in their body, which is creating a shift in their breathing. And you got to be so calm and relaxed in your own body, but it's the breath, not the training, right? Mm. It's for me, it's been the training how to use my breath, no matter what the situation, right? If I'm dealing with a health issue, if I'm dealing with, you know, an aggressive animal, if I'm dealing with, you know, a frantic human, right? On the other side of the leash.
I mean, I was yesterday on the phone when you and I were talking.
Well, it just, you know, look, I don't think that there's any of us on the planet today, honestly, unless you live in Timbuktu or Shambhala, that is not facing some kind of stress, right? And a lot of us, we're facing post-traumatic stress, not because the planet is stressed out, but because we're kind of stressed out about all the things we're doing to the planet. So we're stressed, our animals are stressed. And I honestly know for a fact that the one way we can cut through so much of this stuff is if we get back to that basic one thing that the Creator gave us that is so simple and is right under our nose, and it's our breathing. And like you just said, it is about breathing properly. So should we talk about that?
Yes, we are talking with Alicia Evans, okay, the animal healer. She's at animalhealer.com. That's animal HEELER.com. Alicia Evans, what is proper breathing?
So is it okay? I don't want to bore anybody, but I'd like to give you just a little bit of basics of what literally happens in your physiology and how our bodies run, and also literally how our animals' bodies run.
And you this better is give why it to breathing, us.
Okay, cool. But and this is literally why breathing will change like behavior, health, you know, fear states really quickly. So in our chest, when we're breathing up into our chest, that's kind of like we breathe in through our nose, but our shoulders go up to our ears. And, you know, you can literally see the top of your body almost lift off of the bottom of your body. That is breathing into your sympathetic nervous system. Sympathetic nervous system is designed for fight or flight, for emergency, and for alertness, okay? So imagine that your body was in that state all the time.
Oh, right? Stress.
Kind of start wrecking your adrenals, you're up in your head, your mind's taken over, you're in fear. Now, when we breathe into our bellies, and this is often what happens when we go to yoga class, when we do Tai Chi, when we do Qigong, when we sit and meditate, the goal is really to get our breathing from our chest to our belly, because our belly activates the parasympathetic nervous system. That activates the brain to be calm, to be relaxed, to be clear. It's almost like when they talk about like alpha brainwave states, right? It's almost like you have this sixth sense happening because you can almost see like 360 degrees. You're calm and relaxed in your body. You're aware of things coming from a distance rather than like them being right in your face and being an emergency. It kind of gives you time to prepare, right?
Mm, yes.
So when we, you know, how many of us, unless we're going to yoga class or unless we're going, you know, to do Tai Chi every day, how many of us are really conscious that we're breathing from our belly?
Right. And I do Reiki, right, every day, and yet I still, mm-hmm, I have to remind myself, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because literally, and I'll tell you this, of what I know from energy, the basis of Reiki is your breath.
Yeah.
So if you even want to deepen your Reiki practice, checking in before you even start the energy flowing for Reiki, making sure that you're breathing through your belly, making sure that you feel calm and grounded, right? Making sure that whatever stress might have been going on in the day, because we all have it, like leave it at the front door.
Right.
You know, and enter that space. That's why it's such a sacred space. It's not just the doing of Reiki. It's literally being that energy and that vessel of love and peace that Reiki is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Right.
All right. So should we talk a little bit about the mechanics of breathing?
Oh, yes.
And like how to easily shift? Because, I mean, how many times have people said to you, just take a deep breath?
Sure. And then
you?
I say that to them too. And the funny thing is when I am shifting into Reiki, then I actually, that is the first thing I do always. That's mm-hmm. always been the first thing I did was breathe. But I just don't remember to be Reiki and be that way all day long.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a feeling you're going to be doing that, sister. So the other thing too is, you know, when like you get exasperated and people go, just take a deep breath.
Well, right.
If you're already like up in your chest breathing and you take a big deep breath into your chest, it does provide a little bit of relief, but it doesn't always get you down into your stomach, mm-hmm. right? And allow you to belly breathe. So I'm going to take us all through a really, really quick assessment of where we're breathing from. And then I'm going to talk you through real quick how to shift your breathing so that if you do need to take a big deep breath, you're taking it from the right place and you're actually starting to activate your parasympathetic. So just take one hand on your chest, one hand on your belly, and just breathe in. Don't think about it. Don't anything. Just be honest. Like, which hand raised first? Was it your chest or was it your belly?
Well, for me, it was right? my belly, my abdomen. Yeah.
Okay.
It was. Because cool. cool. I've been trying to make the shift to breathe that way all the time.
Yes. Now, here's also something, too, that's really interesting to note that I've learned kind of like along my journey with breathing and breathing with the animals. For any of us, right, it's not just post-traumatic stress of what happens like in our day-to-day today. If you've ever had an injury, broken a bone, you fell, you slipped, you know, and what little kid has not, mm-hmm. right? If you've ever been in a car accident, if you've ever experienced emotional stress, if you've ever experienced psychological stress or, you know, even, you know, any kind of abuse, your breathing in all likelihood will be up in your sympathetic nervous system. Mm. Because oftentimes we experience trauma, but we don't remember we have to clear it out by going back down into our bellies. So this is going to be, you know, here's a great way to practice even a couple of minutes of just sitting and hanging out with your animals and shifting your breathing. But don't also be surprised if all of a sudden an old memory gets triggered or, you know, you realize something of like, wow, I can't believe how long I had been holding on to that. And our animals also create that safe space for us to take a deep breath. So,
oh, wow. That happens to me all the time and has been happening a lot more lately. I didn't realize that was connected to my breath too, past trauma.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, wow. Because what happens is, you know, so we get stuck. Our breathing gets stuck somewhere, usually at the site of impact, right? Like whether that be somebody yelled at us and we took it in at our gut, whether that be we fell off of our bicycle and broke our arm. You know what I mean? It tends to get stuck where we have the impact. And this is also important, too, to remember because, you know, we happen to be way more sensitive creatures and animals than we give ourselves credit for. And our animals are usually really, really good mirrors, like when we're overly stressed or when we're going to correct them about something and it's coming from a place of anger, not from a place of clarity and peace, just a boundary versus mm-hmm. like an attack. So this is going to be something I highly recommend that everybody that's listening to this, practice this. Switch your breathing back to this default. So you ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So generally, you know, people are confused. Do I breathe into my nose? Do I breathe out my mouth? Do I breathe in through my mouth? Do I breathe out through my nose? I'm going to make this one really simple. We're going to breathe in and out through your nose. We're going to relax your shoulders away from your ears. We're going to relax your tongue and just let it sit. Like let the bottom part of your tongue sit on the bottom of your mouth. So it relaxes your jaw.
Wow.
All the way at the back, right? It also, the tongue has these two, I can't remember if they're muscles or tendons, but they connect at the back of the throat. And when that's lifted up, sometimes we have the habit of pressing our tongue against the roof of our mouth when we're stressed.
And we're taught that in almost, a lot of meditations, too.
Yeah, and it kind of also sometimes keeps us out of our heart, right? Because when the uh-huh. tongue is lifted up, those muscles are going up, and the heart literally kind of gets pulled up. So when we just relax our tongue to the bottom of our mouth, so much easier to relax in the center of our heart space. So our shoulders are relaxed. Tongue is released to the bottom of the mouth. We're going to take an inhale through the nose, filling up the belly, letting the belly extend in front of you, letting that breath continue up into your rib cage and expanding out and open, and allowing that breath to expand up and into your chest. And as you exhale, we're going to exhale through the nose. We're going to take the belly and gently press it against the low back, almost like you were doing a sit-up, or like if you were on the toilet and going to the bathroom. You're going to let your ribs gently knit together, so they gently press against your mid-back, and you're going to let your chest soften and let all that air come out of your nose. So we're going to inhale through the nose, filling up the belly, expanding into the ribs, and expanding into the chest. And it's all one breath, so you don't have to like pump it. Just let it keep expanding. And as you exhale, belly gently goes towards your lower back, presses the air out against your lower back, pushes it up through the rib cage. The ribs gently knit together, and that connects with the upper, with the middle back softens, and then the chest softens, and then the shoulder blades relax. And we breathe out. Inhaling, filling up your belly. Gently expands into your ribs and up into your chest and then up into your head. And as you exhale, belly goes towards your low back, ribs gently knit together, chest softens. All the thoughts and all the tension that was going on in the head just gently spill out the nose through your breath. And we're going to do a couple more breaths like this. And as we do, think about a circle, right? A circle, in order to be even, you've got to have the same amount of length on one side as you do on the other. So let's just look at balancing your breath, right? So when we inhale and fill up the belly, ribs, and the chest, and up into the head, that's half your circle. And now as you exhale, belly goes towards the low back, ribs knit together, chest softens, all the air comes out of the head. It's the same amount as you inhaled. So we're creating a level of balance, okay? And continue this breathing in and out as I'm sharing some of this information. So the body runs on chemistry, okay? We inhale oxygen. And that's what the trees give us. And then we exhale carbon dioxide. That's what we give the trees. Now, if we're not inhaling enough and we're exhaling too much, we're going to be oxygen deprived, which means our blood chemistry literally will be off, which could lead to a host of different diseases in the body. If we're taking in too much oxygen and we're not letting go of enough carbon dioxide, same thing can happen. So anybody that's experiencing any kind of health issues on any level, I do not care what the diagnosis is. I do not care what the pathogen is. If you just gently bring your body into this relaxed and balanced breathing state, you will greatly aid your body's immune system in getting you healthier much more quickly, just from your breathing. Then if you're breathing calmly, it allows your animals to relax and breathe calmly. Because remember, when we're in a state of fight or flight, that's actually going to trigger our animals to go into more protective mode. And if our animals were not, you know, really of a breed that is a protection animal, or if our animal is not the one that is, you know, a calm alpha leader, it's going to stress them out. So we could literally be rebalancing their health and our own and their behaviors and our own just by practicing this breathing for a few minutes, a couple times a day, and reclaiming this as our default breath. Like the implications of it, I don't want to, you know, make it sound like, oh my God, if you just breathe, it'll change everything. But I swear it does. It has that many implications. And well, when go ahead.
No, when when you change the foundation, then everything from it does change.
Exactly. And the breathing is the one thing that for, I don't care if you're animal, plant, human, you know, the great equalizer and unifier that the creator believes that everything really is, all beings are equal. In 2 minutes, if you don't have your breath, you're not going to be alive anymore. And that doesn't matter what color, race, cre- creed, breed, you know, education level, how much money you have, what your position is in life. Everybody is equal when it comes to your breath. Everything is equal. I mean, it really equalizes the entire playing field of this planet. And it is so simple and it is so humbling. And it's also so effective.
Yes.
It's so effective. You don't want to get a facelift. You don't want to worry about like bad health. You don't want to, you know, just breathe a couple times. You know, and just keep practicing that no matter where you are. You're driving in the car, great. Is your breathing balanced? You know, you're at work, it's stressful, cool. Just go back to taking a couple breaths. The circumstances will probably be the same, but your response to them when you're coming from a calm place that actually activates the alpha brainwaves, which really, you know, when they study athletes, and I'm connecting the alpha brain waves to the alpha behavior states of animals, it just means that you're calm and relaxed and you're kind of like in the zone, right? People find places of flow in their life and they're like, damn, how did that just happen? Like, because you dropped your breathing into a certain state. So now you can practice being in flow.
You shift into your true essence of who you are.
100 You said it perfectly. Like this is the biggest biggie, right? In terms of breakthroughs and in terms of, you know, how do I keep my animal healthy? How do I deal with behavior issues? How do I do this for me? I'm telling you, this is it. And Charlie, you know, it's very important what you said about essence, because we talk about mindfulness, right? We talk about the sciences, we're talking neuroscience and, you know, things that are interesting to study. But the essence is literally what our life on this planet is truly about. And that is, you know, why we love our animals so much, because we actually get to be the essence of who we are. Ever notice how you could be having a challenging day, go home and you're with your animals and you're just, you take a deep breath.
And you're you
and
again.
That deep, yes, exactly.
And
exactly.
Animals are themselves. They want us to be ourselves because we are the only us on the planet. We are unique. Each one of us is completely unique, the most unique there ever has been or will be. We are unique. And it's so important to be confident in being our true essence of who we are.
Yeah. I mean, if this is one thing that I could land up sharing with this planet, right, of everything that I've learned with the animals, honestly, it is truly distilled down to exactly what you said, because so many of us walk around, you know, with the mask that we have to put on, like, right, to be in public and who we think other people want us to be. Could you imagine what this planet would look like if everybody could be the way that they are? Obviously, in a positive way, we're not talking about like a, you know, abusive situations with animals, but if everybody could be the essence of who they are, and if this is like the main thing that our animals are really teaching us, how do you be your essence?
Yes.
Right? And all it is just breathing. And then it's like, hey, can you build the confidence from there? You know, to take the mask off and leave it off and go into the world, you know, knowing that you can take care of yourself, you can protect yourself, you can do what you need to do, but it's also safe.
It's safe, and then you don't lash out and hurt others.
No,
you don't abuse.
Yeah, well, that happens a lot. I'm going to pretty much guarantee you that nobody in a parasympathetic state of breathing is going out and doing any kind of abuse. It's the ones that have been abused. It's the ones who have literally too much carbon dioxide, right? Which is a toxic chemical to the blood in their systems because they're not breathing properly.
Wow.
Right. And they can't even, they're locked so much in their head that they think that they're sane or, you know, calm or whatever, but they're in totally reactive mode. So what dropping down into your belly does totally lets you be in responsiveness and clarity and clear leadership. This is what my definition of alpha leadership is becoming. It is not anger and aggression and dominance. It's calm. It's grounded. It's feeling safe and comfortable in your own body so that you can actually be more aware of what's going on around you and you can be responsive to it rather than being reactive. One of the most powerful things that the animals have showed me, especially in terms of behavior, they said, you know, we see you humans, you get into these states where you're in your sympathetic system, you're not thinking clearly, you know, it's like you're out of your mind sort of thing, but not in a good way. And they said, you get very reactive and you throw anger at other beings from this state of reactivity and from this sympathetic nervous system. So you fracture beings. They said, what we do when we correct, they said, all we're correcting is the behavior. We're not correcting the being. So we don't create fractures in our kids, right? We create healthy respect. We create boundaries, but we don't create our kids doubting themselves because they got corrected from anger because it was, you know, the adult was coming from the sympathetic nervous system state, which, you know, is going to act off adrenaline. Where the parasympathetic nervous system state will call a clear boundary and say, you better check yourself. But it's not about attack.
I think my dogs were cheering you on and saying, hear, hear, Alicia Evans for president, she gets it. So this is so true. Proper breathing and you have communication and connection to all life. Thank you,
Communion.
Alicia Evans, the animal healer. You can find more at animalhealer.com. That's animal, H-E-E-L-E-R.com. She's also an energy medicine practitioner, medical intuitive, animal communicator, amazing inventor, and brilliant woman. Thank you so much for being with me here on Mind Body Pause, holistic living for you and your animals. I'm Charlie Kale. Check out my Reiki business, energy healing for people and paws, for in-person and distant healing sessions for people or animals at charliekale.com. You can find all my past shows there. You can find Alicia's past show there, show number 10, which honestly, now you should go back and listen to that because it goes even deeper into healing. And you can find everything on my page at Empower Radio, as well as guest contacts there. Special thanks to Brent Carey, CEO of Empower Radio, Remy Smith, back at the controls in the studio in Detroit, who both respect and revere all life as well. Remember, no matter what's going on with your animals, don't beat yourself up thinking you could have done better because you are doing the best you can. They know it and they chose you anyway. They love you for it. Now we can breathe with them. Mind Body Pause is a guilt-free, breathe easy zone. See you next time.